llamamos a los gusanos en inglés? La respuesta correcta era la C.
Worms.
Que se escribe W-O-R-M-S, pero se pronuncia
Worms.
Ten en cuenta que
Worms
sirve tanto para gusanos como para lombrices, porque en inglés se llaman igual.
Worms.
Por cierto,
Lice
significa piojos y
Cockroaches,
cucarachas.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio. You're listening to Bon Radio. Vaughan Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Here's a Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's the Show with No Name 2.0. Now, I've got two people who know today's Say What soundbite, but don't worry if you guys didn't get it yet, because I'm going to give it to you two more times. Remember, the way the Say What soundbite works is I give you a little snippet of sound. Well, snippet es un cortecito. A little snippet of sound, and, well, you guys tell me where it's from, who's speaking, and what's being said. And I see Paloma was the first one to get it. Iñaki over here. Let's hear it, just in case you guys didn't get it, for the third time. Let's hear it, Juanjo.
I don't want to. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
That is the biggest cliche. But before it was a cliche, it was a movie line. Right. And that's how we get a lot of our cliches from, like the I'll be back, the Schwarzenegger as Terminator thing. All these you guys say sayonara, baby. But as you know, in English, he said hasta la vista, baby. Pero pierde la gracia en español, ¿no? So, guys, there it is. You'll hear it one more time. So don't worry if you didn't catch it this time around. You'll hear it the last time. And then we'll look at what's being said. Pretty easy. I think today it's pretty easy to get down. Sometimes, due to the person's accent or just the nature of the scene, well, you'll see that, sometimes it's harder. I think today's is quite easy. All right. So, that said, we were looking at today's Name That Lyric. As you guys know, Name That Lyric is a section of the show where, we look at song lyrics and we learn English from those song lyrics. And, today was a song from 1984. I was 7 years old skating away over there at Skaters World. And this would come on the air and I would just feel like, man, the king of the 80s. Now, I was just listening to the song during the break. If you love the 80s, then you're going to love this freaking song. And, well, this is just a cool song. The music video is very sci-fi themed, I guess, because, well, it's, you know, at that time, Star Wars was really big. It's still big, but no one knew it was going to still be big now. But, well, this song just, it personifies the 80s and the frivolous attitude we had in the, just, I want to be your lover. I don't want to be, you know, quiero ser tu amante. you know, maybe your husband, maybe whatever, but I definitely want to be your lover. And I'm going to say it 100 times in the song. And so, folks, that said, sing it with me. Grab the lyrics, put them up on the screen there. And let's sing Billy Ocean, Lover Boy. Wong, wong. Es 80, tienes que venir. Wong. Do-do-do-do. No, it's not the final countdown. It's the 80s, though. Gotta love it. Come on.
Woo-hoo. I don't know what you got, but it plays with my emotions, and I want you so much. Darling, I wanna hold you near. Wanna whisper sweet and tender in your ear. Can't stand the thought of you with somebody else. Gotta have your love, gotta have it all to myself. I say yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody! Ow! Wanna be your lover, lover. Mm-hmm. Wanna be your lover, lover, lover boy. Lover, lover, yeah. Wanna be your lover, lover, lover boy.
Ow! Yeah, there we go, folks. Billy Ocean, Lover Boy. Oh, yeah. The 80s. Gotta love the 80s. This song takes me back to when I was 7 years old. Siete años. Increíble. I said, ya me infectaba la música. I was already infected by that drums, the singing, and wow, what a great voice he's got too, Billy Ocean. Even though it's a cheesy 80s song, man, you can't deny it. What a great voice, Billy Ocean. All right, well, guys, we've got a lot to go still on today's show, so I'm thinking maybe we can give him another challenge here, Juanjo. A challenge where we look at double meanings, and I think today's is going to be pretty tough. So without any further ado, it's time for today's Double Trouble!
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is.
That's right, folks. Double Trouble, a challenge where we look at double meanings here on the show with no name. And wow, this is for my superstars. As I was taking a look at it, I think it's going to be a hard one. I think it's going to be pretty tough. But, well, I know some of you will get it. I know some of you. I have faith in you people. You guys are awesome. All right, so don't let me down then. All right, so today's Double Trouble. Remember, it's a translation. You have to use the same word twice. So here we go. I got this one right off of Netflix, by the way. I was watching the series You. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty twisted. Retorcido, you say. Twisted. Check it out if you have Netflix. You. And I pulled this expression right out of that series. And I'm going to serve it up here on the show for you guys today. All right. So as you know, I never stop working. I'm sitting next to I'm watching a TV series and I'm right. Oh, my students are going to love this expression or this vocabulary word, or they won't be familiar with it. So let's see how well you guys know this. Necesito esa información al vuelo o en volandas o voy a perder los estribos. This is really tough. This is superstars only over here, guys. And I learned how to say, the best part about that, about when I see something, an idiomatic expression in a movie or something, is I have to learn it in Spanish before I translate it and bring it to you guys. So we're all learning here. Remember that, right? You guys are learning English and I'm learning Spanish, history stuff, ocean stuff that I had to learn to talk about the different oceans today. So, good luck, superstars. Necesito esa información al vuelo, en volandas, vamos, ayer, lo que viene siendo ayer, o voy a perder los estribos. Bueno, para que llegue a ese punto ya, a lo mejor ya te lo ha pedido varias veces, ¿eh? It's probably asked for it a few times by now, right? So, superstars, let's see. I don't think anybody's got it yet. I'm refreshing the screen here on Twitter. All right, so, necesito, okay, that's pretty easy. Necesito esa información. I need that info. That works. I need that info or information. That's up to you. You know, in the United States, we like to cut things down. You know, in England, they say air con instead of air conditioning. Well, in the United States, we just say AC. We're like, air con is too long. We got to make it even shorter. So always remember, the shortest way is usually the American way. We're quite lazy. We don't want to say air con every time we have to say switch on or turn on. We say turn on the AC. 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 Just easier for us. Flows, right? So I need that info. That's the first part. That's pretty easy. Necesito esa información al vuelo, en volandas. Yeah. How do we say that in English? O voy a perder los estribos. Now, perder los estribos is to lose your temper, right? To lose your shit is another way to say it. Obviously, it's vulgar, if it has the word shit in it. To lose your temper is a non-vulgar way to say it. But you know, here we're looking for idioms in this section, right? We're always looking for idioms. Let's see. Iñaki says, I need that info on the fly. I like it. I like it. On the fly. ¿Ves? No somos tan diferentes como pensáis. En volandas. You say the same thing, right? On the fly. Al vuelo. When I saw al vuelo, I'm like, are you serious? They say it the same as us? So, you know, it means yesterday. It means fast. Don't waste any time. I need that on the fly. On the fly. Now, no estamos hablando de una mosca. Estamos hablando de volando, like you say, en volandas, right? I need that info on the fly. Or voy a perder los estribos. Now, we already said lose my temper is acceptable, but then it's not a double trouble. Let's see if Iñaki got the second part. Yes, he did. Oh, my God. Also, Mr. Houses as well. Wow. See, I'm telling you, you guys never cease to amaze me. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got three winners, three people who nailed it perfectly. So a nice round of applause for today's superstars, Iñaki, Mr. Houses, and Alexis. Wow. Wow. All right. So I thought it was going to be harder, but you guys proved that anything is doable. Todo o cualquier cosa es asequible. Everything and anything is doable if you put your mind to it. And you guys prove that to me every day. So thank you. That's another thing you guys are always teaching me. Nothing's too hard. Try it. Do it. Right? So also we've got Gados. Gados, you got it as well. Natividad. You're missing just the little ending part over there. Jesus, the expression, quítale el posesivo. No es my handle. All right? So, let's say, so I need that information on the fly, right? Yeah, pero ya. Or I'm going to fly off the handle. Now, Jesús said to fly off my handle. Este no lo personalizamos. It's to fly off the handle. I'm going to fly off the handle if you don't give me that information on the fly, right? So, now, let's take a look at it. On the fly makes sense. You said in Spanish, lo he visto al vuelo, en volandas. Como, ya, ayer lo necesitaba. And perder los estribos is to lose your temper. Perder el temperamento, we say in English. But you can also say to lose your cool. Pero todavía no es un double trouble. Pero también decimos to fly off the handle. Now, to fly off the handle, think of an axe, okay? An axe that is out of control. So somebody's swinging an axe, right? Un hacha. And basically, this axe, the sharp part, right? The axe, basically flies off the handle. Se suelta del asa, de donde lo coges, right? No es asa en este caso, creo. Vamos a ver la palabra handle. Right? Handle. L-E, no E-L. El mango, right? El palo, el asa, manivela, picaporte, right? Has a lot of meaning, the word handle. So whatever one is for the axe, is if somebody loses their cool, they lose their temper, they fly off the handle, como esa hacha, right? Ahora está al vuelo, está enfadado, es peligroso. To fly off the handle. It's not good. It's not healthy to fly off the handle, right? To lose your temper. So two idioms that we learn from today's double trouble. We learn to do something or to get something or to need something on the fly. And we learn the second one, the expression, to fly off the handle, which again comes from the axe, hacha. Right. Also remember, guys, the word axe in the United States, we spell it A-X. And the British spell it like the deodorant spray, A-X-E. That's interesting how we don't agree on that. But we do both say to get the axe, que te echan, right? Te dan la pata en un trabajo. You got the, he got the axe. Acuérdate otra vez, si lo escribes, suena igual al decirlo, pero si lo escribes en inglés británico, la palabra hacha, tiene una E al final. En inglés, no. All right, so to get the axe, recibir el hacha, which also means to get fired from a position. So great job, guys. A lot of people got it. You guys did a wonderful job. I thought it was going to be a lot harder, but you guys proved that you're awesome. Excellent students. Necesito esa información al vuelo o en volandas. O voy a perder los estribos. I need that info on the fly, or I'm going to fly off the handle. Remember, the verb to fly is an irregular verb. Fly, flew, flown. Very similar to blow. Blow, blew, blown. Soplar. Right? So fly and blow are basically conjugated the same way, right? Fly, flew, flown. Right. All right. Well, good job. Let's take a look. I think it's time to do a section where we learn English from Hollywood. That's right, folks. It's time for Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's time for Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And here's where I give you a little scene from a movie. And hopefully you've seen this movie and you can tell us what movie I'm talking about. So if you want to participate, remember, tons of benefits to participating on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and all that. Y Juanjo, ¿cómo era eso de participar por redes sociales? ¿Era?
Sigue a Alberto a través de Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. En Instagram, Alberto Alonso.
¿Y la barra baja qué?
Alberto barra baja Alonso. ¿Y en Facebook?
No me lo sé.
Pues Alberto Alonso.
That's it, folks. That's right. On Facebook, it's Alberto Alonso. Every Thursday, we're live on Facebook. Wednesdays, we've been doing Instagram Live, which is Alberto_Alonso. And don't forget to follow Vaughn as well. This way you know about all our upcoming special offers, materials, courses, events, and all that fun stuff. All right, so let's see a couple comments here. I just saw a comment from Express. He says, al vuelo, en volandas. That's a cool expression. Could you believe I've never heard that before? Well, guess what, Express? I hadn't heard it either. So we both learned that one. Express and I learned it in Spanish. And, well, he learned it in Spanish and in English. And again, it's al vuelo, on the fly. Right? Same idea, en volandas. So great, Express. We're learning together. I think that's a wonderful thing. All right, here we go. Today's Name That Movie. As always, I'll give it to you. You tell me if you recognize the dialogue and what movie it's from. If I could go anywhere, I'd go to Paris. It sounds so romantic. Paris is terrible. Everybody's impolite. Take me with you next time. I could show you the good parts. I have a very limited expense account. I never even took my wife. My wife. I was only teasing. Do you think I meant it? All right. So, little funny, cute little dialogue going on over here. Talking about Paris, about taking someone with them. Again, even if you're not familiar with the movie, well, you can kind of rule out some possibilities. It's not Back to the Future, for example. It's not the Goonies. It's not Superman. Oh, it could be, maybe. Something about Paris there. Remember, in English, we don't say Paris. We say Paris. No, Paris, right? It's not Paris. It's Paris. Say it with me. Paris, right? I'm going to Paris. I love Paris, no Paris, right? Just make sure, because, you know, obviously, if you're saying voy a Paris, then you say Paris. But if you're saying it in English, don't say, I've never been to Paris, because now you're not speaking English. You're speaking Spanglish. So just be aware of the difference. Look, another one, Camboya, right? Yo decía antes Cambodia. Normal, porque en inglés hay una D, right? So it's important to learn the countries and all that stuff. And this way, well, you know, there won't be any confusion next time you're going, on a trip. Countries, cities, the different pronunciations. I learned it. The country Laos that is near Vietnam and Cambodia. Laos. Well, that, guess what? They don't pronounce that S. It's Lao. Yes? You learn stuff like that. I learned, for example, the word I was always saying, like you guys, Tottenham. It's not Tottenham. It's Tottenham. Right? So you learn. You live and you learn. Como decimos en inglés. Vives y vamos aprendiendo cada día. Live and learn. Right? Eso es cuando te enseñan algo que no sabías. Live and learn. Lo que te diría a ti. Express. Live and learn. Right? Yo no lo sabía tampoco. En volandas. Al vuelo. Ahora voy a usarlo. Now that's the key. Not just learning a new word, but putting it into practice and using it and giving birth. Dando a luz. In your vocabulary, giving birth to that word, right? I know, it's a bit melodramatic. It's Monday, guys. All right, so here we go. I'll give it to you again. If I could go anywhere, I'd go to Paris. It sounds so romantic. And then a guy answers, Paris is terrible. Everybody's impolite. And then she says, take me with you next time. I could show you the good parts. And he says, I have a very limited expense account, right? I never even took my wife. My wife! And she says, oh, I was only teasing. Do you think I meant it? ¿Crees que iba en serio? All right. Let's see our winners, ladies and gentlemen. Nice job. Our winners, Paloma and Express. Excellent job. Paloma and Express. Wonderful. Nice, nice. All right, well, the movie is The Accidental Tourist. The Accidental Tourist, starring Gina Davis and William Dolido. William Hurt. That's right. William Hurt. Now remember, esa U se pronuncia como si fuera una E. El nombre de este actor, que también significa dolorido. William Hurt. Say it with me. No es heart. Heart es corazón. William Hurt himself. William se hizo daño. Now, William Hurt is a tremendous actor. Wow, what an actor. And, well, Gina Davis, come on. Gina Davis, one of my favorite. She was in Beetlejuice, for the love of God. Beetlejuice, right? Among many other movies, obviously, not just Beetlejuice. Thelma and Louise and many, many classics. But I love this movie. I'm a big fan of The Accidental Tourist. Now, the good thing is it was translated exactly the same. El Turista Accidental. So, not Occidental, not the Western tourist, but Accidental, El Turista Accidental. Now, the movie was nominated for 4 Academy Awards in 1989, including the prestigious Best Picture, Best Original Score, which means the music, Best Adapted Screenplay, right? And, well, the film won only one award of the 4 that it was up for, and it won Best Supporting Actress, the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, which was taken home that year in 1989 by Gina Davis, speaking of. So she did a wonderful job in the movie. This was actually her first significant leading role in a movie. And so that's pretty, you know, first significant leading role, and she won Best Actress. So that is a really good Best Supporting Actress, Secundaria. That's a great honor to have in your first major role. And she was also, Gina Davis was also nominated for Best Actress in a Leading Role in 1992 for Thelma and Louise, the one we just mentioned as well. But she lost. She didn't win that year. She lost out to Jodie Foster, Silence of the Lambs. Esa be muda, Silence of the Lambs. So, yeah. There we go, amigos. All right, The Accidental Tourist. We'll take a look at the dialogue really quickly. When we come back, we'll hear our soundbite again. We've got famous birthdays and much, much more. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio.
Es el momento de descubrir las claves del éxito. De la mano de Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. No te quedes sin tu plaza para el seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. El próximo martes 29 de enero de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Ahora es tu momento.
Hay una palabra en inglés en la que aparece tres veces la letra A pronunciada de tres formas diferentes. ¿Sabrías decirnos cuál? Tienes dos minutos para pensártelo. Ahora te lo decimos.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
La palabra en inglés en la que aparece tres veces la letra A, pronunciada de tres formas diferentes, es
Australia.
La primera A suena como una O larga, la segunda como el diptongo A y la tercera suena como una A breve.
Australia.
En los bosques de este singular paraje crece la Bauganea inglesifolia. La exuberante belleza de esta planta llega a su culmen.
¡Ay, qué tosco! Lo voy a poner en inglés a ver si me entero de algo.
3 months of germination.
Tres meses y luego ¡pum! ¡Ya está!
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening
to Vaughan Radio.
My father's family came from Zaragoza, and now I feel comfortable speaking English. Take on any opportunity you have to talk to people, interact to people, and don't worry about making mistakes. Just go ahead and start.
Be like Manuel. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show with no name. The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One hole or another.
That's right. That's right. It's Juanjo in the house, folks. Having a great time. Happy Monday afternoon. We made it through Monday morning together. See, wasn't so bad. See, sometimes things aren't as bad as we make them out to be. And I'm telling you, we all Monday. Well, guess what? It's not so bad. Right. All right. Well, folks, what were we looking at? We've got a lot to do, not too much time. Let's hear our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. I see a lot of you guys got it over here. In fact, we've got Mr. Houses joining the winners I had mentioned earlier. This is the last time you're going to hear it. So if you guys know who's speaking or what movie it's from, you can tell us on Twitter. Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo la última vez.
I don't want to. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Classic line. Classic line. Anytime somebody tells you I'm afraid, you say, be afraid. Be very afraid. Right. All right. So we'll take a look at that again. We're going to hear it one more time, but after I've explained what movie it's from and all that fun stuff. So that said, hang tight. Hang tight. Paciencia. Llegaremos ahí. Tomeo says, I know it has nothing to do with that program, but could you tell us someday about the word decadent with dessert and food and its accurate translation in Spanish? It's quite confusing. Thanks, Alberto. Well, sure, I can explain it now. Now, decadent, I know, means is something at the end, decaída, something that's at the end of its ropes. But decadent in English can also mean de lujo, lujoso, because think about it. When the Roman Empire reached a level of decadency that was so high, they were living luxurious lives. So it's the positive side to decadencia, like, oh, wow. I've seen them talk about nightclubs, discotecas. It's a decadent nightclub, and it's a positive thing in that case. A decadent dessert, de excesos, de lujo. Right. So it can be a positive thing in English. I hope I answered your question, but that adjective, sure. Because if you think about it, before something falls, it's just the height of decadence, as they say. Like Motley Crue had an album, Decade of Decadence. And they meant it in like overdoing it in luxury and everything we wanted. Right. So Decade of Decadence. So, yeah. And when they're talking about a dessert, they're saying de lujo, right? Excesivo en el buen. Se han pasado, pero wow, so good, right? So, all right. Well, folks, we've got a lot more to go here on today's show. So I'm thinking, I need to tell you the text from today's Name That Movie. I forgot. All right, so this is a scene between Gina Davis's character, Muriel Pritchett, and William Hurt's character, Macon. And she says, if I could go anywhere, a cualquier sitio, right? If I could, la L muda, no se pronuncia esa L para nada. If I could go anywhere, I'd go to Paris. Iría, I'd, que sería I would, pero nosotros lo unimos. I'd go to Paris. Si pudiera ir a cualquier sitio, iría a París. Right? If I could go anywhere, I'd go to Paris. It sounds so romantic. Suena tan romántico, right? It sounds so romantic, right? True story. Paris, everybody knows Paris is a very romantic city. It's just a romantic place. You know, you look at it, it's a decadent, in a good way, kind of place. All right. And then Macon says, Paris is terrible. He says, Paris is terrible. It's awful. It's terrible. He says, everybody's impolite. And this is a stereotype that we hear a lot about the Parisians, about this city. Now, I love Paris and I've had good experiences in Paris and I've had some experiences where people were rude or impolite. But I've also had those experiences in New York. I've also had those experiences in Munich or even in Madrid. So the question is, how often do you have them? So I love Paris, but I have experienced some rudeness and some. But again, they say this, too, a lot of stereotypes. Why do a lot of stereotypes exist? Well, for some reason, 20,000 people or more are saying, yeah, they're rude in Paris. So. Again, I've had good and bad experiences, so I won't make a judgment call, but this is a movie. And he says, Paris is terrible. It's terrible. Everybody's impolite. Remember, we don't say unpolite, sino impolite, con IM. Everybody's impolite, right? Hay que pronunciar esa M. Impolite, right? And then she says, take me with you next time. Llévame contigo la próxima. Take me with you. I could show you the good parts. Te podría enseñar las partes buenas. I could show you the good parts. And then Macon says, well, I have a very limited expense account. Cuenta de gastos, an expense account. Remember, if you're traveling with your company, you have to fill out an expense report, which says your gastos, your expenses, not to be confused with the word expensive, right? This is expense. Parecido, but expense. Do you take a look at your expenses? Right? An expense account. The money you can spend when you're traveling, basically. Right? In the case of work. So he goes, I have a very limited expense account. Like, tengo my budget, mi presupuesto, I've got to keep my budget low. He says, I never even took my wife. And ni siquiera he ido con mi mujer. Ni siquiera he llevado a mi mujer. I've never even, he goes, I never even took, instead of I've never even taken, right? Normalmente se usa en el presente perfecto, pero no es incorrecto. I never even took my wife, or I've never even taken. Si pones el v, tienes que usar la tercera columna. He says, then he repeats it, you know, to add emphasis, my wife! And she says, I was only teasing. To tease is vacilar, right? To joke around, to play with. I was only teasing. Now, to tease, you'll know this word again from the word strip tease. Strip is to get naked, and to tease is to say, you want this? Nope. Sorry. So she says, I was only teasing. Estaba de broma. Estaba vacilando. She says, do you think I meant it? Now, to mean something is to be serious about it. So she said, do you think I meant it? Right? Now, my phone just turned on because I said serious. I didn't say my phone's name, S-I-R-I, but I said the word serious, and my phone decided to turn on. My phone's listening, guys. Don't worry, my phone listens to the radio show every day. I was only teasing. Estaba de broma. Estaba de cachondeo. Estaba jugando. Do you think I meant it? Mean, meant, right? Do you think I meant it? ¿Tú crees que yo iba en serio? And a part of her meant it as well. And a part of him wanted to take her. But, well, if you haven't seen the movie, as I said, it was extremely popular. It was nominated for, as I said, several awards. In the end, Gina Davis ended up winning the Best Supporting Actress Award for her role of Muriel. I don't like that name very much. Muriel. Sounds like a grandma name. Muriel Pritchett. Muriel Pritchett. All right, so there we go, folks. Today's Name That Movie. The Accidental Tourist came out in 1988. All right, you know what? I think we're going to take a look at a section where we look at words that sound the same, or maybe they don't. Well, you guys be the judge on today's Homophones.
Homophones. Show with no name. It's homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. That's right. It's definitely the show with no name and the homophones section. Now, homophones is where I give you two words, and you guys tell me if these words sound the same or not. All right. The first word is the past of fly. We looked at that word, fly, today. We looked at the past, too. I told you the irregular part of it. So, remember we conjugated, I said it's very much like blow, right? Fly is very much like blow when we conjugate it. So the first word is the past tense, the second column, the past tense of the verb to fly. And the second word is short for influenza. You say gripe in Spanish, right? So, that's my question. Do those two words sound the same? Gripe, right? The second word is gripe. And the first word is volé, right? Or volaron, whatever. It's the past tense. That's the key there. So, what are the two words? And do they sound the same or not? If you know the answer, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. In fact, we got a few people participating already. Let's see. Express, no surprise there, right on top of it. And he says, yep, those are the two words, indeed. And he says that they sound the same, that they are, in fact, homophones. Okay? Let's see. Melena, she gives us the two words, and she says they don't sound alike. No suenan igual. So I need somebody to break this tie over here. Necesito que alguien que rompe este, because we got 50-50 right now. Now, the good thing is you both got the words right. Express, Melena, you both got the words. Those are the words in question. The thing is, you guys disagree whether these words are homophones or not. So Melena says no. Okay, there's J.M. Hermosilla. Okay. And he says yes. He says that they do sound the same, right? So, who's right here? All right, let's, the best way, the way we always do this section, the way we always look at this section, is we say the words. There's Mr. Houses. He says, I think it's safe to say that they are homophones. Mari Angeles says that they sound the same as far as she's concerned. Anik says, well, so right now, Melena, you're the only one who says that they don't sound alike. Well, hey, let's take a look here. All right. The first word is el pasado de volar, flew. Flew. Right. Now, I've heard British say I flew, but it just sounds really weird. Flew. Right. Flew. Flew. F-L-E-W. I flew to Bangkok. And I flew around Southeast Asia. I flew, right? F-L-E-W, no flew. I've heard some people say flew, right? That's just one sound there. Ooh, ooh, flew, right? All right, and the second word is the flu, right? La gripe, una gripe is the flu. Comes from the word influenza. So I flew with the flu 2 years ago. Volé cuando tenía gripe hace dos años. Does it sound the same? I flew with the flu. Yes, absolutely, guys. They are homophones, at least in my neck of the woods. And as you guys know, that there are words that sometimes aren't homophones, like the word in English, pétalo, pedal. Y pedalear is to pedal. Pero en inglés británico es petal. ¿Ves? Nosotros lo pronunciamos. Entonces, es homófono eso en Estados Unidos, pero no en Inglaterra. So that's sometimes a little thing there too. But flew and flew. Yeah, you just have to know how to make the sound ooh, ooh, eh, ooh, eh, ooh, ooh, eh, flew, right? I flew with the flu. That's, I'm not joking there. Unfortunately, I did fly with the flu a few years ago. I had no choice. It was that or lose my plane ticket. And I couldn't afford that, right? All right, so folks, great job. Great job on the homophone section. Let's reveal our say what soundbite. Many of you guys figured it out. It is from the movie The Fly. Is that why we were looking at this fly off the handle, perder los estribos, and all that stuff? Maybe, right? On the fly, quickly. So the movie is The Fly. It's a scene, it's got that famous line in it that Gina Davis says, by the way. And she says, no, be afraid, be very afraid. Now, could she say scared? Sure. Be scared, be very scared. But the famous line is, be afraid, be very afraid. So Joy, plays the character of Tawny. She says, I don't want to, no quiero, right? Tienes que decir, I don't want to. No puedes decir, I don't want, right? I don't want it. Y si es un verbo, I don't want to. Es el tú importantísimo ahí. I don't want. No se usa en inglés a secas, all right? I don't want to. No quiero hacer tal cosa. I'm afraid. And then Jeff Goldblum, he says, don't be afraid. No tengas miedo. And Gina Davis, playing Veronica, says, no, be afraid. Be very afraid. And that's, a famous line that we even say all the time. You know, as I said, we use it in a natural way, now. So that said, really easy one today. Let's hear it again, Juanjo, now that we know exactly what's going on here in this scene.
I don't want to. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Gina Davis kicking ass over there. All right, well, folks, we've got to fly into our next section, and that is famous birthday trivia. That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And as always, I'm going to give you guys some, a couple clues here. And you guys tell me who our three famous birthday boys and girls are. Are you ready? Here we go. The first person was born in 1950. 1950 is a year older than my mother. So that makes him, see, there's me with my bad math again. 69, possibly? 1950, maybe 69? Oh, man, I'm so bad at this. Well, he was born in 1950 in Trinidad and Tobago. And he's a singer-songwriter. Also lived in England, in fact, recorded a lot of his music in England. And he had a string es como una tanda, a string of R&B pop hits in the 70s and 80s. He was probably the most popular British R&B singer-songwriter in the mid-80s. And he had a lot of big hits. In fact, some of his hits, "When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going." And this is a great song. If you're not familiar with it, it's not just a great song, but it's also a great expression. It means cuando las cosas se ponen chungas, los fuertes, los duros, se ponen en marcha. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. It was from the movie The Jewel of the Nile with Michael Douglas. And, this song, Kathleen Turner as well in it. And, Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito, along with Michael Douglas are in the video. They feature as backup singers. So that's, this guy. Another one of his famous songs is Caribbean Queen. Caribbean Queen. Now we're sharing the same dream. Awesome. Awesome song. Get Out of My Dreams. Get Into My Car. That was a huge one as well. And one of my favorite songs of his, which I used to skate to at a skating rink, was I Wanna Be Your Lover Boy. You recognize that one? It was today's Name That Lyric. Of course you do. What else? Okay, number two. She was born in 1956. And, she's an American actress and producer. She's known for her roles in the movie The Fly. We heard her in The Fly today. She was also in Beetlejuice, The Accidental Tourist. Today's Name That Movie. Thelma and Louise, A League of Their Own. Stuart Little, in Grey's Anatomy, Commander in Chief. So many different things. Even in the movie Tootsie, famous movie as well. And, very well-respected actress all over. As I said, she's been in movie after movie, and she's still around, still making movies, because a lot of people who were making movies in the 80s are not really making movies these days. And she still makes movies, TV series. In fact, one of my favorite movies, it's a cult classic. It's so bad, it's good. It's called Transylvania 6 5000. And this is a movie that she's in, and it's so bad, it's good. It's one of my favorite movies, and it sucks. Like, nobody likes it. If you can find it, good luck. It's called Transylvania 6 5000, starring her and, her previous husband. She was married to Jeff Goldblum, and they were in The Fly together. Earth Girls Are Easy. Transylvania 6 5000 as well, that one that, good luck if you can find it. I don't think it's an easy one to find. All right. And last but not least, this guy was born in 1979, a Spanish pop singer, and he was born in the north in Oviedo, Spain, today in 1979. He mixes rock, flamenco, rumba. I don't know too, I have to be honest, I don't listen to his music, so I don't know too much about him, but maybe you guys will know who it is. From Oviedo, he went to class with Formula One race car driver Fernando Alonso. Remember, we don't say a pilot, we say a racer or a race car driver. He also played in Astur CF, the reserve team for Real Oviedo. But, well, his claim to fame is he got famous singing. And, well, not just singing, but he writes songs as well. Some of his songs, for those of you who know who he is, Sin Noticias de Holanda, Que el Cielo Espere Sentao, right, let the sky not hold its breath. To hold your breath is esperar sentado, the expression. So, folks, let's see if you guys know it. We've got a winner. It's Anix. Nice job. Also Express. Anix says, I'm going to give you one more birthday today. So we've got Billy Ocean, number one. Number two, Gina Davis. Number three, Melendi. And number four, Anix. Nice job. Happy birthday, Anix. So not only is it your birthday, but you also won today's famous birthday trivia. Anix, wishing you a very awesome birthday. Thank you to all of you for tuning in. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Estás escuchando
Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
¿Qué significa
walkout?
¿Es A, paseo? ¿B, vete a freír espárragos? ¿O C, huelga? La respuesta en dos minutos.
Libro recomendado.
¿Quieres dar un salto importante con tu inglés?
¿Quieres trabajar conjuntamente?